It's also important when we're doing the breathing meditation to let ourselves be content to sit here and breathe. Now, contentment is a very rare thing nowadays. Yeah. How often in our lives are we content? Think about it for a minute. How often in your life have you been satisfied with who you are and what you're doing and what you have? We don't experience satisfaction a lot, do we? No. Especially you look at the media. The media is teaching us to be dissatisfied. Yeah? Because if we're dissatisfied, it's good for the economy. Isn't it? If we're dissatisfied, then we have to buy more things in an attempt to be satisfied, so it's better for business. I mean, it's very interesting in my country. I'm American. You know, the government is now telling us, you know, to be good citizens, we have to buy. Yeah, in World War II, the citizens were told to save. Now, you know, oh, be a good citizen, buy things that you don't need, that waste the world's resources. You know, it's so what I'm getting at is, you know, to let ourselves be satisfied. Yeah, that we can sit here, we're in a safe place with like-minded people, and all we have to do is just be what we are. You know, we don't have to prove ourselves. We're not in a competition with anybody else to see who can breathe better. You know, you don't have to take your O levels or A levels in breathing. Yeah, you don't have to compare how you breathe with anybody else. You don't have to have more breaths than everybody else. You know, we can just do what we're doing and be satisfied. Okay? Now, it's interesting because sometimes in this process of, you know, breathing, our mind will create all sorts of reasons why we can't be satisfied. You know, we do kind of two breaths and we're concentrated, and then we go, why am I sitting here anyway? You know, this isn't very useful. I should be out making money. Then I'll be successful. Yeah? Our mind will make stories like this. You know, got to get up, stop meditating, go back to work, make money. Or we'll start breathing and we'll be relaxed for two breaths, and then we go, wow, I'm so distracted. Everybody else in this room is so much more concentrated than me. I just can't do it right. You know, my knees hurt, my back hurts. You know, I just can't do this. Everybody else is good and I'm lousy. Yeah? Again, dissatisfied, isn't it? Yeah? Or you breathe, you know, a few times, and then you think, oh, I can't do the breathing meditation right because I'm not wearing the right kind of clothes. You know, I should go out and get the right kind of, I should get meditation clothes, you know? Yeah? Doesn't Calvin Klein make those nowadays? You know, loose, you know, stylish, nice meditation clothes. Then I'll be able to do the meditation right. Okay? So we become very dissatisfied with who we are, what we have, what we're doing. Yeah? The mind will make up stories. When it does, just recognize, oh, my mind is making up stories. They're not true. I'm not going to follow them. And come back to your breath. And really let yourself be content. Let yourself be satisfied. Okay? Don't get into this thing about judging yourself. You know, all my brothers and sisters do the breathing meditation better than me. That's why my parents love them more than me. You know, give ourselves a break. Yeah? Just stop that discontent, competitive, comparing mind. Okay, so as we focus on the breath, what happens is our mind begins to calm down and it doesn't have quite so many thoughts. It becomes a bit clearer and we become much more aware of what our experience is. And so you can just enjoy being in that clear state. Yeah, just notice and observe whatever is going on, you know, while you're breathing.